Good afternoon. Before we start, my name is Robert Miller. I will be your announcer today, and I gotta say that I am really very happy to be here and just to play a small part in what this band is presenting tonight, because they've worked very hard and I think they have a very, very exciting program for you. Now, this program is dedicated to our veterans, and in your program, you'll notice the flag, the little flag behind, beside certain names. Those people are in fact veterans. And I'd like all of you to take a pen out now and put a little flag beside my name, because I am also a veteran, okay? So we do have an exciting program for you today. And I want to start by introducing our conductor, Jason McChristian. And the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Now, our first piece tonight, during the summer of 1882, inspiration struck church organist and choirmaster Samuel A. Ward. While on a ferry boat trip from Coney Island to his home in New York City, he was so anxious to capture the tune that was in his head that he asked his fellow friend and passenger to loan him the cuff of his shirt so he could capture that tune. And that's what you call a true friend, because he actually did that. He gave him his cuff to write on. Originally, Ward composed the tune for the hymn, O Mother Dear, Jerusalem. Later, during the summer of 1893, English teacher Catherine Lee Bates, inspired by the view of Pike's Peak, hastily jotted down the first draft of a poem. The words to her most famous poem first appeared in print in July of 1895. The July 1895 edition of The Congregationalist. Bates's poem and Ward's tune would soon be put together, and by 1910, America the Beautiful would be a well-known patriotic song. The CSP will now play for you Carmen Dragon's arrangement of America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Before I announce the next piece, I'd like to make mention that the Cupertino Symphonic Band is an all-volunteer band. And they do accept donations to support, of course, the instruments, the rental on facilities, etc., to keep them going. And in front of this post over here, near the door, we have a large tuba with a fiberglass cover on it with a slit in it. The slit is in it for your checks and donations, okay? That's to help keep the band going. And we have affectionately nicknamed this tuba Tubi, okay? So please take the time to visit Tubi during the intermission or right after the concert to drop off your donations. The band would greatly, greatly appreciate it, okay? We also collect food donations, as you'll see on the back of your program. And those donations support the West Valley Community Services. And you'll see that on the back of your brochure. Now this next piece, at the end of the 19th century, the population of the United States was just beginning to surge upwards due to immigration from countries such as Italy, Poland, and Russia. Many saw their piece of the American dream in New York City. In 1898, the five boroughs that we know today, Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, had just been united into one city whose population was surpassing 3 million. On September 26th of that year, a young Russian Jewish couple living in Brooklyn welcomed the birth of their second son and named him Jacob. Over time, Jacob became known as George. George Gershwin, that is, whose tunes are legendary and well known to many of us today. The Cupertino Symphonic Band will now perform for you a medley of some of those melodies arranged by Jerry Brubaker, titled Gershwin by George. great. This next piece will transport you all the way to Westeros. Game of Thrones premiered on HBO in April of 2011 and became the most watched show on in HBO's history. Emmy-nominated composer Ramin Djawadi wrote its main title theme. Mr. Djawadi is a protege of Hans Zimmer and contributed individual pieces of music for films like Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. He also collaborated with Zimmer on the music for Batman Begins. The Game of Thrones title theme has become very popular and has been covered many times and in many ways. A search on YouTube for Game of Thrones theme will result in about 879,000 hits. After our performance today, we're hoping it will be 879,001. Game of Thrones. I'm sure you will recognize this next piece. The composer of our next number, Robert W. Loudon, served as a trombonist and arranger at Fort Dix for the 322nd Army Band during World War II. Composed in 1980, Armed Forces Salute pays tribute to the Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, and the Navy of the United States. Mr. Loudon skillfully weaves these well-known marches and hymns by intertwining them with brief snippets of other well-known tunes such as America the Beautiful, Dixie, Yankee Doodle, Columbia, and The Gem of the Ocean, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The Cupertino Symphonic Band would like to invite former members and present members of the armed forces to stand if you are able as your theme song is played, so that the audience may recognize you in appreciation for the service and sacrifice of you and your comrades. Armed Forces Salute. Thank you. Now, surely this next piece needs little explanation. The hugely successful sci-fi film Star Wars premiered in 1977 and was followed by two equally popular sequels, The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. By all accounts, the success of the trilogy was due in part to the epic orchestral score composed by John Williams. We play this music in hopes that you will revisit these classic, iconic films and, like many members of the band, look forward to the upcoming installments of the greatest saga ever told.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes the first half of this evening's entertainment. Now, we're going to take about a 14-minute and 30-second break. I find that when I say it that way, people pay attention, and they're back in their seats by 15 minutes. Outside, we have refreshments for you, the proceeds of which goes to support the West Valley Community Services. So please enjoy. And as you pass by Tubi, think about how much you've enjoyed this first session, and please give freely and willingly to support the Cupertino Symphonic Band. Thank you very much. We'll see you in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. Well, welcome back, everyone, from the intermission. And before we go into the second part of our program, our scheduled programming, we're going to hear three pieces from the Cupertino Symphonic Band Jazz Ensemble. Okay? So, let's hear it for them. Take it away, Jazz Ensemble.
The first of the three tunes that we're going to play today was one that was written in 1983, but written in the style of the swing era of the 1940s. Lenny Niehaus wanted to capture that time in this piece that we're going to offer to you, Chuck's Steak. To dial things down a little bit now, something more relaxed. This is a tune from 1944. It was written by Harry James, Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, and Don George. Quite the collaboration there. This was covered the following year by Ella Fitzgerald and the Harry James Orchestra. Both covers made it up into the top echelons of the hit parade. This tune is entitled, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Solo by Mike Schlummer. I neglected to mention our tenor sax solo in the first piece on Chuck Steak, Jim Staton. Okay, we're going to get energetic again with this third and final tune. This was a tune written as a march in 1885. Glenn Miller took the tune and made it swing. Listen for a couple of familiar tunes in this arrangement. Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, and Dixie. Listen closely. The Cupertino Symphonic Band Jazz Ensemble now offers American Patrol.
Thank you.
Symphonic Band Jazz Ensemble has enjoyed playing for you today. Now we'll get back to the second half of the Symphonic Band concert.
You really have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, even the additional programming here is outstanding. While they are rearranging up here, I'd like to take a minute of your time just to mention the winter holiday concert is going to be coming up, and it's on the back of your brochures, your programs here. It's going to be December the 11th at 7:30 here at the Quinlan Community Center. Now please note that December the 11th is a Friday, not a Sunday. Okay, so mark your calendars. It'll be more fun on the 11th of December, the Christmas, well, the winter holiday concert, and it'll be at 7:30 here at the Quinlan Center, okay? Did anybody have any problem getting their money into Tubi? If you had any problems, see me after the presentation and I'll help you get that in there. Now, this next piece is actually our very own conductor, Jason McChristian's composition. It's called Hijinks. It's a rousing piece for soprano, saxophone, and symphonic band featuring a guest soloist, Shang Yu Su. Now, you may want to applaud again when I finish telling you a little bit about Mr. Su. Shang Yu is a senior at Homestead High School and plays principal alto saxophone in the Wind Ensemble and Jazz Band. He has studied with Dale Wolford, who is a sax instructor for San Jose State University, since the seventh grade and has played in the Santa Clara County Band and was first chair in the California All-State Band. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I had trouble just not getting suspended when I was in the seventh grade. So Shang Yu has certainly exhibited himself as an exceptional musician. Hijinks features a raucous fanfare, a groovy dance, and a serenely mysterious cadenza. And for those of you that don't know what a cadenza is, that's the solo part, where Shang Yu is going to do his thing, and closes with a jam session and a thrilling coda. Thank you. Thank you. would be wow. Can we have another round of applause, please, for Mr. Shinji Uesu? And for Mr. Jason McChristian, who composed that piece. It's nice to know that the next generation of music is in good hands, isn't it? Now, the next piece is by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. They were an influential and successful musical theater writing team who created a string of popular Broadway musicals in the 1940s and 50s. This includes the musical South Pacific, which is based on the book Tales of the South Pacific by James Michener. The show premiered in 1949 on Broadway and was an immediate hit, running for nearly 2,000 performances. Our arrangement, created by Philip Lang, includes four of the most popular songs from the musical: Some Enchanted Evening, A Wonderful Guy, Bally High, and There Is Nothing Like a Dame.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes I get so carried away with the music, I forget I'm supposed to get up here and actually announce the next one. Our next piece, All the Pretty Little Horses, is the middle movement to three folk song settings for band, arranged by Andrew Boyson. This piece features intricate percussion, a plaintive flute solo, soaring lines in the brass and woodwinds, as well as singing from members of the ensemble. We hope you enjoy All the Pretty Little Horses. Now this next piece, O Brother, Where Art Thou, is an American film that debuted in the year 2000. The film was written, directed, and produced by the Coen brothers and stars George Clooney, John Turturro, Tim Blake Nelson, and John Goodman. In the film, the crazy Coen brothers take on Homer's Odyssey in Mississippi during the Great Depression. The soundtrack, produced by T-Bone Burnett, uses bluegrass, country, gospel, blues, and folk music appropriate to the time period. During this medley, you will hear three selections from the movie. One is Keep on the Sunny Side, second, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow, and lastly, Down to the River to Pray. If you listen really well, you may just imagine hearing the Soggy Bottom brothers singing along. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Jason McKristen and the Cupertino Symphonic Band.